Stop negative self-talk. Take a deep breath in, hold it for 4 seconds, and as you slowly let it out, close your eyes and relax them completely. Take another cleansing breath in, hold it for 4 seconds, and this time, as you release it, let go of any tension or tightness you might be feeling in your body, and this causes you to relax deeper and deeper. Take another cleansing breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and this time, as you let it out, let go of any negative thoughts that might be going around in your head, and this causes you to become even more relaxed. And then finally, take another deep breath in, hold it for 4 seconds, and this time, as you release it, let go of any emotions that don't support you, so the only thing that you hear is the sound of my voice. Take a deep breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and slowly release it. And as you do that, I want you to relax your eyes completely. And as you relax your eyes completely, I want you to think of a particular time when that negative self-talk came up. It could have been 5 minutes ago, or 5 hours ago, or 5 days ago. Whenever it was, I want you to think of that particular moment and pay attention to what that negative voice was saying to you, the tone it was using, the volume it was using, the words that it was saying, because it has power, right? It has the power to stop you. It has the power to make you second guess yourself. It has the power to make you miserable. But the one thing I want you to know, that every single human behavior, no matter how noble or how destructive, every human behavior has a positive intention. And I want you to ask your higher self, this negative self-talk, this voice that causes so much pain, what is the positive intention that is trying to do? And your higher self might realize that this voice is trying to keep you safe, or stop you from making a mistake, or stop you from making a fool of yourself. Or it could be trying to stop you before you become so successful and unintended consequences appear. Take a moment to figure out what that positive intention might be. And if the answer comes up, that's great. And if it doesn't, you can always ask someone that you know, someone that you know of, somebody that is from history, a historical figure, or a religious figure. Just channel that person that you're thinking of to help you uncover what is the positive intention of my negative self-talk. And when you get that answer, you don't need that negative self-talk anymore, right? Why don't you take 30 seconds to uncover what the positive intention might be? Now that you know what the positive intention of that negative self-talk is, let's go about removing it. I want you to take another deep breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, and as you let it out, locate the geographic center of your head. And to do that, all you need to do is just imagine this line from the center of your forehead going all the way to the back, and a line that goes from just above the temples going across. Wherever those two lines meet, that is the geographic center of your head. And just imagine that there is a small room there with the most comfortable chair in the world. And right before that chair is a console. I want you to go ahead and just imagine you're sitting in that most comfortable chair in the center of your head. As you sit there, take a deep breath in and slowly let it out and relax completely. And as you think about that negative self-talk, I want you to pay attention to the tone of that voice. I want you to pay attention to the volume of that voice. I want you to pay attention to the words, what that voice is saying. And when you think about that voice, right before you appears a dial, a volume knob. That volume knob adjusts the volume of that voice. Notice what it's set to now. It could be anywhere from 1 all the way to 10. Wherever that volume knob is set, go ahead and turn that volume knob down. And as you do so, the voice gets quieter and quieter. And notice, there's another knob right next to it. It's the tone of the voice. Change the tone of the voice so it goes from being negative to a more positive tone. And now that you've reduced the volume down, reduce it down a little bit more, and notice with the tone changed that it makes a big difference. Reduce the volume even more so it's really hard to hear that voice. And as you do that, you could turn it all the way to mute so it just stops. Now that you know the positive intention of this voice, I want you to hold on to that thought. And when you hold on to that thought, I want you to just hear that thought in your head. This voice is trying to. Could be keep you safe. Make sure you're loved. Make sure you don't make a fool of yourself. Make sure that you get what you want out of life. Whatever that is, I want you to think about the positive intention. When you think about the positive intention, another knob appears, a volume knob. And I want you to turn up the volume knob of the positive intention. Just hear it inside your mind and notice how it makes you feel, how much more positive it is. I want you to notice right next to the volume knob is a tone knob. Turn the tone up so it becomes more and more positive. So you hear this loud voice with a positive tone telling you the benefit it wants for you. And as you're hearing that, I want you to just take another deep breath in. And now that you have this positive voice driving you forward, notice a future that is brighter, that is more compelling, that brings more happiness and confidence into your life. And as you see that future, I want you to take another deep breath in, and at the count of 3, you'll be back, ready to take action. Number 1, you can change the voice in your head anytime you want. Number 2, you can decide how you feel in any situation. And number 3, you're more powerful than you can possibly imagine.